1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online at BighornMountainRadio.com. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning, Sylvia Bruner with the Gatcho Museum. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Brady.
We appreciate you taking the time here. The last time we had you on, we were talking about the construction project that's happening over at the museum. And I would imagine with some of the snow, things slowed down a little bit over the last couple of weeks.
They did, mostly because we were actually waiting on a subcontractor who was cutting some replacement stones. And it just kind of lined out at the same time as the weather went really south. So I guess in that sense, it's not, you know, not so bad.
Right.
But that should be coming in. Those stones should be making their way to Buffalo here this week. So we should start to see some movement again on the work. Just, you know, pretty exciting to see it actually getting done. But then you get this like week and a half in between. You're like, well, hold that thought.
And you guys have your holiday open house coming up over at the museum.
We do. I don't understand how we're already there, but, you know, we're planning things like
here we are
holiday open houses. So it'll be on December 2nd. And, you know, that's that first Saturday in December when there's all kinds of fun things going on in town. I'm sure it's when the lighted parade, the night parade will be, and other sales and things like that. So we kind of jump into the middle of that, those festivities. And there'll be sales in the store. Come check it out. Check it out before that day if you want to. There's a lot of really cool gift items in there. So if you've got, you know, family coming in or you're going somewhere else, plan in advance.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the museum store is that you can get gifts there, but it's also gifts that you're probably not going to find in other stores here locally.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelsey does an amazing job with the store in general, and that is something that she does keep a close eye on, as do some other retailers. You know, you don't want to have a person come to town and visit three stores and see three of the same thing. That doesn't, you know, do anybody much good.
Then you don't need to go to all three, just go to one, because
exactly.
They all have the same stuff.
Yeah.
So people can stop by and get their gifts. What are the store hours?
We're on our winter hours, so we're Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Okay. The other thing to keep in mind about the store is we have a really fabulous book selection. So if you're looking for history books, especially regional, local, you know, anything tied into that, come check us out.
Okay, very cool. And going back to the holiday open house for a moment, what are people going to experience at the holiday open house?
Well, the thing that would definitely sell me on it is free cookies and cider.
Oh, yeah.
So come in and enjoy that. Like I said, the sales in the store, go check out the museum. If people have not yet been in to see the art exhibit of Jesse Weininger's art.
It's expiring, isn't it?
It is, yep. It was a temporary exhibit up for about 2 years, so we intend to take that down when we're closed in February. So come check it out before then. And just note, you know, we do tend to close between Christmas and New Year's, with only having a full-time staff of three. If people, you know, go home and see family for Christmas or anything, suddenly we don't have enough folks. So we just take that holiday time and appreciate our families.
Yeah, we should do that too. Yeah. We're shutting down for a week.
Right? I vote yes.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Right. Good luck with that.
So what else is happening? We've talked about winter hours and the store and the holiday open house and the construction and the expiring exhibit.
Yep. That's kind
we got
of,
through a lot pretty quick here.
We did, yes. Very efficient. Hopefully that's what we are over the course of the winter, is very efficient, because we've got other exhibits and things that we're working on. We're always working on research projects, artifact cataloging. You know, there's always those kinds of tasks that get backlogged and they're waiting for you to do. And the wintertime does provide us more opportunity to do that and tackle some of them. So that's kind of our planning season.
So stop on out, mark your calendars for the holiday open house. Stop by the store before you do your holiday gift shopping and see what they've got to offer. Check out the expiring exhibit, which was what again?
Jesse Weininger.
All right.
Beautiful artwork, Western artwork.
And that's only there until through January, so you better get out there and see it. And then the construction, it's slowed down a little bit, but going to pick up again.
Yes, should be back on a roll. Cross your fingers out there that it stays on that roll and we just get this piece of it done.
Maybe we'll just have really nice weather until like middle of January.
I mean, I would be absolutely fine with that.
That's a pipe dream.
Yeah, it is. But it's a good one.
Talking with Sylvia Bruner with Gatchel Museum this morning. Sylvia, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
And everybody keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.